So I actually find, at least the teaching I've heard so far, it actually tends to engage the mind because it's trying to shock the mind. So the mind responds to that. But I'm actually not interested in that part. Mm. I'm interested in the lived experience beyond that. Okay. And I'd be interested in hearing you speak more to that, mm-hmm. to the richness and fullness that's there. And also, the place for healing as in support of expanding that fullness of experience.
That's assuming that there needs to be healing.
Yes, I. Mm.
That there's something wrong with the way it is.
Well, perhaps it's maybe by healing it's just the embrace of whatever restriction or constrictions that appear.
Yeah, there is, of course, you could say a healing that happens in recognizing that it's that there's in fact nothing that needs to be healed. There is a, you know, that it works in the opposite way to the way when we're trying to heal something or we
yes.
think that it should be healed.
Yes.
It seems to perpetuate the problem.
Yes.
But actually it's seeing that the sensation or the pain or the emotion or the thought, whatever is uncomfortable, is here. It's here, it is felt. It doesn't mean anything, but it is felt. It's absolutely okay to be here because it doesn't mean anything. You know, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me. That it's a problem or anything, it's felt. I notice that in that there's less kind of tension around it. There's more okayness for it to be here.
Yes.
And paradoxically, it's okay for it to not be here. Both, either way, it's okay for it to go, it's okay for it to come back if it needs to, and then go again.